the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, this week, political and business leaders met in Paris for the third annual Artificial Intelligence Summit. The rapid changes in the world of AI were on the agenda, and some high-profile figures in the world of tech have sounded a warning bell. OpenAI boss Sam Altman said that AI, which rivals or even surpasses human intelligence, is on the way, and its benefits will not be fair. Meanwhile, former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, has expressed concern that rogue states may use AI to do real harm. So how worried should we be, and will any regulation be able to keep up? I'm joined now by tech journalist and creator of TheBriefing.ie, Liz Carolan. Liz, you're very welcome. Just before we talk about regulation, what about the commercial end of all of this? It's been described as the biggest thing since electricity, the next phase of human evolution. Is it a new industrial revolution, or is it maybe a bit of a dot-com bubble?
So the truth is that nobody knows, and I think anybody who tries to tell you that they know what the future of AI is going to be is probably trying to sell you something, because we're in this moment of kind of profound uncertainty. And it does, you know, like a lot of the interesting writing about this moment that we're in, it's kind of having to go back to some of these historical points in time. So the dot-com bubble, kind of late 90s, the internet was new. We had this huge levels of investment coming into companies popping up all over the place, and then this huge kind of crash. A lot of that investment was, you know, a lot of the hype was right. I mean, it was a little bit too early. The investments that were made were wrong. And we're probably at a similar point in time now.
And so, a lot of the things that those companies said it would be able to do, they were able to do later, but just not at that moment in time.
Exactly. So, you know, like Amazon.com started around that point in time, but it didn't make any money for a very, very long time. So we just are in this moment of uncertainty. And so what we're seeing is a lot of companies trying to position themselves as the sort of leaders in this space, but also we're seeing a lot of states then responding to that and looking at this, looking at the hype and thinking, okay, maybe this is the answer to all of our problems, because there's a lot of problems.
Governments think on the back of that, that this is where their future economic growth might come from. The UK is a good case in point. Keir Starmer, British Prime Minister, and his relevant cabinet secretary changed the name of the AI Safety Institute to the AI Security Institute, which is seen as a bit of a sop to the White House and the new Donald Trump administration when it comes to regulation.
Yeah, so that's the second kind of move that Keir Starmer's taken this week around AI, that kind of pushes it more aligned with the US approach, which is very much thinking about this sort of battle going on between the US, Europe and China, as one which it is framing around security. So that's sort of their like a little bit of passive aggressive stance against China, saying that it has like fundamental cybersecurity problems. And it's also positioning itself as a sort of home of innovation versus Europe, which J.D. Vance, Vice President, when he's been speaking this week, has talked about Europe kind of over-regulating. And so, you know, Keir Starmer, he's trying to position, and I think he genuinely believes this, that AI is going to kind of solve a lot of the UK's problems at the moment around productivity and economic growth, which is the big priority for his government. But also looking at, like, it's the potential it could do for health, and the NHS is in a lot of trouble. But whether or not that plays out remains to be seen. And his aligning with the US may be something that he comes to regret.
And the UK can do that because of Brexit, and they're no longer in the EU. They don't have to necessarily follow EU stuff. But EU, there's a big gap already opening up when it comes to regulation of AI between the US and Europe. Is Europe over-regulating it?
I mean, so the Europe has only introduced one piece of regulation around AI so far. Europe is very slow to regulate. But overall, when it comes to technology, it has taken a fundamentally different approach than the US. The US narrative on this is that, well, listen, Europe's very bad at innovating. And so it's just trying to punish
or regulate
exactly on kind of overseas technology. And, you know, the famous kind of Draghi report, this new report that the Commission said was that Europe needs to think about its innovation. But from Europe's point of view, whether it's due to the issues it has around competition or whether it comes from a values point of view, it has taken a fundamentally different approach when it comes to technology in terms of thinking about it from a human rights perspective, thinking about it from a competition perspective, from a data privacy perspective.
We in Ireland, we're looking at America, we're looking at the EU. We don't really have a choice. We can't say we're in the middle because we're in the EU. Regulatory matters are a kind of an EU competency. So we will be siding with whatever the EU does.
And we did. So Micheál Martin was at the summit this week on Tuesday, and Ireland signed up to the declaration that came out of that summit, whereas the US didn't. And then the UK followed the US by not signing up either. So that's kind of a first indication that at least in this phase, we are much more following the EU. But it makes perfect sense for us to do that. You know, the Trump administration is going to last 4 more years. We'll hopefully be in Europe for the next 20 to 50 years. You know, like I was frankly kind of glad to see the government making that stance. How that will play out in when it goes beyond some of these symbolic declarations and when it gets down to sort of economic decisions remains to be seen.
OK, we'll have to leave it there. Still a lot to watch and see how it plays out. Liz Carolan, tech journalist and creator of TheBriefing.ie. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.